Thanks for calling Classy Radio Membership. This is Khalifa.
Yes, hello. I have a question. And back in December, I signed up for Cupsy, and I just want to make sure. I paid $10. First, I paid $5 because you were a Blueprint at one time, and then you changed to Cupsy. And then so then I enrolled for the $5, but then you had the gold plan for $10, so I signed up. Can you give me some more information on the gold plan?
Okay. The gold plan, it comes with, you'll still have access to over 1,500 classes, but with the gold plan, you'll get 8 free classes to put into your personal library to keep forever.
Okay.
And you will also receive 10 free patterns of your choosing.
Okay.
To
That's
go
nice.
Into your library. We also have a Ask the Experts group that you will be enrolled in, to where you'll have 24 access to ask any of the experts. If you have a question about one of the videos, they can further assist you with it.
Okay, and I do have one more question. Okay, so my year plan that I paid for my $10, I paid, and it says for a whole year. So when the year is today, I can enroll again. I know the price will be higher. Correct? Or am I going to be billed for any further something that I don't know about?
Once this year is over, the $9 gold membership was a promotion right now. Once this year is over, it'll go up to $149 unless you opt to go back down to the premium membership.
Okay. So, but right now, since I paid the enrollment for the gold, I'm okay for the whole year. I do like it. I'm not going to tell you. Okay. So, but I just want to make sure if I happen, if I don't stay, then I don't have to pay no more because I paid for that promotion. But if I stay, it will be higher for the price.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be auto-billed. But at any point, you can opt out of that auto-renewal. So that way won't be charged the $149 unless you choose to go to the $149.
Okay, right there. So right now, because I paid the $10 for the promotion for the whole year, I'm set for that year, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Or is there a hidden price? Okay, there's no hidden price.
No, ma'am.
That's what I'm asking. Okay, so I do like it, and I'm on the gold promotions. I'm able to see all the classes. Because yesterday I was planning to purchase, and it says Sweet 60, I think. And it was I was going to purchase one of the art classes. But then the price changed, because that has happened. So how do I get locked into when I see something like that without changing?
With that, there's really no way to be locked into it. You would have to take advantage of it when you see it.
Okay.
That's the only downfall of that.
Because, for example, yesterday or the day before yesterday, I liked the class, and it was a promotion, I think 60% off, yeah. So I was going to purchase it, but then they changed it was gone. And it was weird because I just saw it was on my phone. It's a Sweet 60. Okay, so when I see I'll let it go. If I see a promotion, you have to hop on it right away. Because it's happened to me before with the promotions. That's
right.
What I'm worried too. Because one time you get one, you can buy one, you can get one for free. I was going to hop into that one. I go, and it was gone. So I guess maybe that's to call in when I see it?
Yes. You would have to take advantage when you see a deal like that or a promotion like that. You would just need to take advantage of it when you see it.
Okay, and let me see if I have any other questions. Oh, another question for you is what if you, because I am into cake decorating, I have friends, the cookies, and also I do art. If I wanted to buy a gift for a friend that isn't in Craftsy, is there a possibility, can I purchase it for a gift, one of the classes?
Yes, you can. What you would need to do is you would go on, make sure you completely log out of your account. Once you're logged out of your account, you can go back in like you normally would sign up for yourself and become a member.
Uh-huh.
The information
okay.
on the left side where you put your information at, that would be the giftee's information.
Okay.
Even though it says billing information, that's the giftee's information, not yours. Only thing that will be your information if you're gifting this membership is the credit card information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Because I might see a cost. Like, I've seen a few. That would be a nice gift. So I just go, again, to the left side, find my account, and I can do I give it on – how? Okay, I don't understand is how would she see it? She would just have to open up a password to be able to see it, and then she'll get it?
You would create her password for her and let her know. We would send her a welcome email to let her know that she does have an account. But it would not have any of your credit card information or mm-hmm. any of your name or anything.
Or maybe I'll call you just to help you so you can help me to do that. I don't know if I have a difficult time.
Yes, ma'am, no problem.
Okay, so that's another thing. Okay, and I guess you answered all my questions. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and thanks for calling Crafty Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
You're so welcome. You too. Bye-bye.